Welcome to the Akeshia Kenshia podcast. This is a place where I help creative entrepreneurs struggling to take their business to the next level with tips and effective growth strategies so that they can see real results and make money doing what they love. I'm your host, Akeshia Kenshia, global wedding and event planner, event designer, international speaker, best-selling author, and business coach. I'm the founder of Kesh Events, a luxury planning and design firm known for curating events for discerning clients, and the founder of The Art of Celebrating magazine, a lifestyle magazine providing inspiration for your celebrations, home, and life. For over a decade, I've planned and designed celebrations all over the world, and I'm excited to bring you easy and actionable tips to help you build and scale a successful business of your own. Each week, I'll bring you moving conversations with thought leaders and innovators, as well as my insights and tips, so you can build a business you're proud of and live life more beautifully. I share everything I know from 10 plus years of building my own business and teach you what works and what to avoid. If you're looking for a podcast with real strategies that work, then you're in the right place. So grab some coffee or a cocktail and get cozy. New episodes are added weekly, so make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Also, it'll mean the world to me if you share this episode with 3 friends and tag me on Instagram at Kesh Events. Thanks again for listening. I know you're going to leave inspired. Now let's begin. This is episode 76, and in this episode, I chat with wedding, event, and fashion photographer Syed Yakin. Syed is a New York City wedding and event photographer, and he's the founder of SY Photography. His style is fashionable and sophisticated, and his approach to photography is one to bring out the best in you by connecting with you, who you really are, and what matters the most in your life. He believes that photography can tell your story like no other art form. So he's does a lot from weddings to branding to editorial lifestyle photography, and works with a very diverse clientele in New York and beyond, and is always ready for the next adventure. I'm excited to share my interview with him. As you may know, I recently launched my second book, Festive Tables, and Syed shot all the images you see in the book, which was not a small task for him. So in this episode, we talk about the process of shooting, editing, some of his challenges that he faced, and also shares his tips for effective collaboration. I'm not going to keep you any longer, so we can get into this episode. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I am super excited to introduce Syed. He is a wedding and lifestyle photographer and founder of SY Photography. We've done a lot of creative projects together, from fabulous celebrations to style shoots and some really fun lifestyle shoots as well. And now our biggest and most challenging project yet, which is my book, Festive Table. So if you're new to my brand or the podcast, I recently launched my new design book, Festive Tables, and Syed was the creative genius behind all the amazing photos that are featured in the book, every single one. So I wanted to bring him on the show to talk about that process, how the collaboration went, things that worked for him, things that he found challenging, and of course, we'll share some tips for effective collaboration from him and all that fun stuff. So Sai, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, is this your first time on the show?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know why
okay.
we waited this long, but yes, we're going to make up today.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we're fixing that going forward. New Leaf 2023, and we definitely want to have more of you on the show as well.
Nice.
But welcome, and officially congratulations.
Well, congratulations to all of us. Thank you.
On the book.
Yes.
You did a fantastic job. Everybody loves the images and everything was just absolutely amazing. And I just want to, first of all, thank you for your commitment and your talent and love. That was not an easy task, shooting. And of course, the editing on your end. And we kept asking for things and we kept fixing things because we're all about executing with excellence, not perfection, according to Dami from the previous episode.
There you go. Nice.
So that is something I'm holding on to. But it was a fun experience for me. Yes, we had to do a lot of work swapping, moving things around and trying to knock out an entire book in 6 days of shooting. Although we had shot like 2 chapters the fall prior.
Yeah.
A chunk of it was done in a very, very tight number of days. So I want to talk about that. But first of all, want to get to know you a little bit more, share some of like your background with your audience. So when did you start your photography career?
Oh, many, many moons ago. but professionally, I think I would say like I decided around 2005, 2006. Like, okay, this is something I want to do. And I started to like realize, oh, I can, you know, make a living out of this, not just a hobby, because I always loved photography. I mean, I was always had a camera when I was a kid, but it was just a thing. But yeah, long time ago. It's been a while.
What did you want to be as a kid? What did you say you wanted to be when you grew up?
Oh, well, there was a time I wanted to join the Air Force. I don't know why. I don't really like flying. Like whenever I travel, I'm like, you know me, like whenever I'm meeting up with you, there's often I drive to Chicago. So that would have been interesting. But yeah, there was a time I wanted that. And then I went to college for business, which I guess as I was graduating and realized, I mean, these are useful information, but I don't think I want to do this day in, day out. But yeah, while I was in college, I worked at a photo lab, like those old days when they printed film.
Mm-hmm.
Got to meet with a lot of amazing photographers who were dropping out films. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. But yeah, that's when kind of it all came together. Like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Because you do the editorial so well. You do the wedding and event so well. You do the detail shots so well. So what was like your first event? Was it did you start with weddings and moving to lifestyle?
Yeah, I think full time, yes, that is definitely weddings. But early on, I worked with a couple of photographers in the city doing corporate events. You know, back I would say 2006 lots of very, very lavish corporate parties in New York City, lots of celebrities, you know, all that fun stuff. So that was an amazing way to start. You know, I get dressed up to hang out with lots of very famous people. So, you know, it was great. And so that's when I started. And then from there, a client asked me, hey, you know, I have a small wedding. Are you available to photograph it? I was like, sure. You know, I mean, I told him very clearly, like, hey, I haven't photographed any wedding. So we'll all figure it out. But it turned out great. They loved it. I think from early on, I kind of focused on like the moments, which I appreciated myself. So even when I was photographing the corporate events, you know, like the details are, of course, you know, you and I know that's very, very important. Clients are very invested in that. But like, I think for weddings, I realized the moments were also very important. So the clients loved it. And then, you know, I put the word out. Was getting married, let me know. So
and the rest is history.
It's been so good. It's you know, so crazy but so much fun, obviously.
I love it, and of course you can see the passion in your work. You can see the attention to detail. I remember we were kind of like done and you're like, oh, I want to touch something. I see my face and a reflection. I'm like, what reflection?
Oh yeah, the spoons. I know. Right?
You were looking. Once you were, you like,
know, once you see that, you can't unsee it. I was like, oh, I mean, all of it, like, yeah, you know. But yeah, thank you. No, of course, I didn't, you know, didn't want it to go to print and God forbid miss that. And then, of course, I wouldn't bring it up afterwards, but if somebody else brought it up, then that would be embarrassing. But yeah.
Right. But I mean, you know, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
but
I'm saying,
and that's the beauty of collaboration is like everyone brings their eye.
You're right.
Everyone brings their A game. And when you put it all together, it's this really beautiful outcome, right?
100%.
So you can't do it all by yourself. And I'm very big on details. And
of course. You know,
people make fun of me and they're like, you catch everything. Yeah. But I didn't even catch half of the things that yourself, Jamie, or Michelle was picking up. And I was like, it takes a village. And truly, this result is a combination of everyone's talents and commitment, because you can be in a project but not really in it.
But, 100%. You know, yeah.
So when you're 100%.
You brought in people that are, everyone was very invested in it, which is amazing. You know, like everyone, I think, gave their 100%, if not more, to the whole project. And look at the project turn out. It's amazing. I'm so proud. Even my parents are proud of me. And I showed them the book. They're like, oh my God, look at this. You photographed all this? I was like, yeah, this is what I kind of do, you know?
You know how parents are.
Like, you know, the parents are, you know, they see stuff online once in a while. They're like, oh yeah, this is nice. But they're like, ooh, book, look at that. And your name's on it too. Like, nice. So yeah, thanks for making me look good in front of my parents, you know?
Well, thank you for making all of us look good, because in the end, you know, a design book, whether it's a coffee table book or a recipe book, it's all about the visuals. Like, the words are great, the tips are great, but then if the photography is lacking, it takes away from the experience of the book. And one thing Demi brought up in the previous episode when we're talking was like, this, I never thought about it that way, was, and she said, this is gonna live on forever.
100%. Yes.
I had like a moment of panic, like, oh my God.
Yes.
And of course, I'm looking for things that are not perfect. I'm looking for like, this could be better. I'm like, you know, let it go. Like,
this is
a good thing to put out in the world. It is a combination of multiple talents and a lot of hours, a lot of work. And I'm just so happy with how it turned out. And I'm looking forward to all the other projects.
Yes.
What would you say that still inspires you to this day, because you've been doing it for so long and you're still, you know, knocking out these projects? What would you say like still inspires you today?
Honestly, I'll say this. I am very picky with the people I work with. So I know if I'm putting in my 100%, I want to work with teams that are also bringing in their 100%. And God knows you're in it. So that's definitely, you know, it's a big deal, right? Like, because I've learned, you know, through unfortunate, you know, events or whatnot, that some people don't, you know, bring the 100%. So if I'm all in and the other team, you know, members are not, it doesn't work out. Makes me, you know, makes me upset, makes me look bad. So a couple of years of experience and all that, and I realized, okay, I need to be picky with who I, you know, agree to work with. And that goes even honestly for wedding clients as well. Like, I almost always insist on having a conversation or two with them, because there was a time in between where, you know, I had a couple of weddings that I booked without speaking with the wedding client directly, because the wedding planners booked me, you know, that was that kind of thing. Knock on wood, nothing happened. Like, you know, it was a great experience. It was all good. But I always had that like uncomfortable feeling. I was like, oh my God, what if they don't like me? What if I don't, you know, what if the connections are bad? Like, what if I have a whole, you know, all that stuff. So I always try to work with people that at least I know will bring it in, like all in, like 100%. So
That's key. As we grow and as we learn more about ourselves, as we're aware of like the level of excellence we're trying to put out, we have to work with like-minded people. And I, to your point, that keeps the job interesting, exciting, and not boring or discouraging. Yeah. So you can't, you know, have a great event this month and then have a not so great event. It just changes your excitement.
Sure.
And that's a good point, is to be more aware, more picky. Like, it's okay to be picky
of course.
With, the projects that you put your name on.
Yeah, also like, you know, as creatives, we put in our heart and soul in projects. Like, every project is, like, so, so personal. I mean, for me, yeah, it is, you know. So, yeah, I want to, because I'm not, you know, I want to make sure that the people I'm working with are also in it just as much as I am. So, yeah, that absolutely definitely what keeps me excited and motivated, and I keep on going and making new images.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay, so let's talk about the book production and your whole experience. So this episode is all about the power of collaboration.
Nice.
And I thought it would be a fun idea to feature and interview everyone involved in a project. So this is our part two. If you missed the previous one, I interviewed Dami, who is the book designer.
Yes.
So that was episode 75. And then we're going and hoping to get Michelle on the show as well. But I really just wanted to talk from each person's point of view and how that process was and what worked. So let's start with, first of all, acknowledging that a lot of time and energy went into the book from days of shooting and editing on your end. But how was the experience overall for you? How was the entire project?
Great. Honestly, like, I'll be honest. I don't think you and I talked about this in private, so I'll tell you with your audience listening. I didn't know how much work would be involved when I said yes, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew that you are on top of your game, so the quality is not something I was worried about. You know, I was like, okay, you're designing, you're putting it together, it's going to look amazing. What do I got to lose? But I did not realize how much work would be involved. In a good way, because it definitely made me realize, I was like, oh, wow, this is a big deal. Like, you know, like, even when I saw you guys putting together tables and how much everyone, including, you know, with you, you were just, I mean, what did we shoot for the second time? Like 4 days or 5 days?
We shot for 5 days.
Yeah, we went through like a whole year.
One of those events,
like one of those settings, table settings, people will take months to design and like days to put together. You went through it in hours. Like, I mean, as I was finishing one, we were shooting another. I mean, it was amazing to watch you work. And
I wish we kind of took, but I have clips in it. But what people don't understand is like, we had to shoot, you know, and this was a challenge that we had. It was right in the middle of wedding season, but we had to shoot Christmas in June. We had to shoot Thanksgiving in June. You know, luckily we had a turkey and, you know, and also there were a few seasonal things I really would have loved. But like looking at the book, we're like, oh, we 50 pages and we don't really understand what went in. Now that I go through books, I'm like, ooh, this must have been really
right.
A lot. Like, kudos to you for making this cocktail, because I know it's not easy. And then, of course, we're also shooting cocktails. We're styling plates. We're styling glassware. But one thing I remember, to your point, is I had fun. Like, it was so much fun. I never felt like, God, when is this going to end?
Right.
You know, exactly. It was more of the anticipation of, like, I knew that we had to put a book together. We had no idea what the cover was like. We knew a title and we filed the trademark, and that was all about it. I had festivetables.com, and then we, you know, applied for the trademark, all that stuff. But my anxiety was like, okay, we shot, but then we have to see the images. And you were like, when you sent me all the raw stuff, you're like, pick. I'm like, I get to pick. I'm like, I don't, you know. So it was like really going through and making sure like the story
of course
was clear. And you were just like, let's go. And I think I was like, out of gas. Okay, let's do one more. I'm like, okay.
But no, I mean, honestly, like I said, like, you definitely inspired with me. Like, you know, there were long days, but I was like, how am I going to even pretend to be tired when, you know, you were like going crazy doing all the, I mean, so much work went to it. But I mean, oh my God, I'm so proud of what we were able to, you know, accomplish and put together, because I cannot wait to start sharing these images personally, because I was
there's so many.
I have images for years now, like, no joke, you know, just And so they're so good. They're just all the details, every little thing. You know, if you don't tell anyone, I don't think anyone will realize that this was shot in such a short time, a whole mm-hmm. year's worth of looks. Because you know, to me, they're definitely like on season, perfect. We found a turkey. I mean, how insane was that?
You know, like, turkey and ham.
Yeah.
Which, like, by the way, after we shot it, we're like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
So I was like, give me the wing.
I think I ate a whole turkey pecan apart. Pie. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I ate the whole pecan pie because I was like, that looks awesome. I'm getting at it.
that was the beauty of like shooting and with the food. I was like, Greg, you got to give me this turkey because I am starving. So, but it was fun. It was a good time. And if you have the book, then you'll understand as you go through that this is, you know, this is something that most people shoot in like 2 years. We literally shot an entire like year's worth of seasons, all these tables in 6 days. Like it is insane. We shot the picnic in fall prior, everything else. And it's interesting because I giggle because I go through all the edited photos. Like, we didn't use them all. And then we also have unedited photos. Sure. So there's just so much content. And you were like, more is better because we have different angles, different shots. And actually, that came in handy when we were doing the layout.
Right.
I would have different variations of one photo and one of them would work perfectly.
Yeah.
Great. So it was great.
I try to keep that in mind because with working with clients before, I realized I always, like, as a photographer, like, this is my photography thing. I always try to shoot a little bit wider than I need to. So I know I have space to crop and mm-hmm. I know we're going to need the space for text and you might want one portrait style versus, you know, horizontal and, you know, all that. So yeah, I'm glad that all worked out because, you know, it would be not nice if, mm-hmm. you know, you find that perfect photo and then it doesn't fit the design layout you have in mind. So
the interesting part about this is we shot not knowing how we're going to lay it out, which is, when I think about it, I'm like, that was so crazy. Like, how did we know what we wanted? So I just knew we wanted details. We had to, each chapter, we kind of broke it down, kind of deconstructed. So you'd see us shooting details, cups, spoons, plates to kind of show you how it comes together. And as you go deeper into the chapter, we kind of put the table together. So it started with like a full table inspo, then deconstructed and back. And we try to keep that consistently. But like you guys have no clue.
In a way that was good because I didn't know how you did that, but I was like, oh my god, because, you know, I've been on my own with my photography work. I've been planning to try to put a book together for years now, but every time I start the process, I was like, oh my god, this is so overwhelming. we'll try next month, you know.
And then it's 5 years.
Yeah, of course, you know how it goes, and you get busy, and then But no,
we're going to change all that. We're going to change all that now that this is out there. We can do more. Okay.
Yes.
So what things, you know, we talk about collaboration. I talked about this with Dami. What things were in place that helped you work better? Or I guess, let me not assume. Were there things in place that helped you work better? Like, were there some things that, what did you find helpful in this collaborative process to keep this tedious, long shoots easier to manage?
Few things, definitely. One, an amazing group of people to work with, because, you know, God knows that's super important. Like, everyone, you know, we were in it for a while and there was no awkward conversation.
No, not at all. We had fun. Yeah,
it was just so much fun. And I think from just logistically, you know, having your space, I think that was so great. You know, being able to be in one space and have everything that you would need, you know, close by, and things I would need, you know, I could just have it with me. So that was amazing. You know, made things a lot easier. Also, I think, you know, just imagine, like, if we did this in a spread out time, like so much of it, I think, would be just setting up and taking down every time, every time. Right. Like, so this was in a way, I think that was great that so much of it, we did it in, you know, in one shot in a few days. Yeah, these were definitely, you know, I'm a very people person. Like I bounce off energy from people around me. Mm-hmm. So if people around me are nice, are having a good time, are, you know, excited with, I also feel that way. So that was definitely, you know, that was definitely a very good thing. I mean, even though I'm sure everyone was exhausted, but everyone was so excited. Like it was just, all right, next one. All right, next one. Let's do this. And one was better than the other. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything other than just let's do this. So
yeah,
I think that was great. But like I said, logistically, I think just having things close by, handy, was also super, super helpful.
And that was something I didn't want to do, having, and just to give context, like everything was shot in the office. The entire book was shot in my office.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, you have a beautiful space. So let's
thank you. But we didn't go anywhere fancy, and we kind of borrowed our neighbor's garden for the outdoor stuff, and then the other garden for, or other park lot for the picnic.
Yeah.
But everything was done in one space. And the beauty was, I own everything in the book. So and I did that intentionally because I didn't want the confusion of rentals. Like, of course I have more collaborations in mind, but I just wanted to, I had a vision for how I wanted to put the tables together, and when and how this came together, we didn't know. So I didn't want to keep people waiting. So I just had everything handy. And I remember we tried to line glasses by season and wrote a note. But after a while, everything just blends together and we're like, wait, what are we looking for again? And that was having, and we'll run downstairs and grab flat rate. It was easier to go downstairs. So there was a workout because we'll go up and down, up and down, up and down. And then we got up like, ooh, let's go. So it was a lot of movement for sure. I definitely brought my calories. I got my steps in.
There you go.
But it was so much easier to access from here. And it's something that I encourage creatives to do, is having a space you can do so much. It's not all about client meetings. You get to do a lot more creative projects when you have a space, or access to a space if you don't own the space. Yeah.
And like, just to kind of think that through, like that's a big deal, right? Like having things close to you, handy, versus, oh, I forgot this thing. Now I have to have someone run, go get it. And then in between you're just waiting, right? Like,
half an hour
goes by, just to kind of make, like how you had all the flatwares and the cups and the plates like lined up on the table with labels, with like, to do that ahead was great. Like I didn't think of all of that, obviously that's not my thing, but it made totally sense because you know, like I do that with my equipment, right? Like I lay things out before I pack them in the bag, so I'm like, okay, I have a visual of everything I'm putting in. I know if I'm forgetting something, or, you know, if I need, you know what I mean? So that was, so I think that's very important to do that. Like just make a list and go over it, have that visual check the list. Yeah. And
I just remembered one thing that we did as well was, I think too, this is important when people collaborate, to kind of share the vision ahead before the shoot. So we'd put together like an inspo folder. Let's do this shot. Let's do this shot. Let's do that shot. And we were kind of, we had ideas as to the kind of details we were looking for. So we kind of laid it out before we started shooting. And then what I really love that we decided to do was do an overhead shot for every table.
Yeah.
You remember, you like get the ladder, shoot it, and then we shoot details. Yeah. So then I was like,
someone consistent. Holds the ladder.
Yeah, like someone holds the ladder.
Yeah.
And I was like, praying, because I'm like outside trying to get you know, those clips I have, but I think that helped me too, in visualizing what I really want and making sure I didn't miss anything, and kind of making that list and trying to stick with your list. So if you have some visuals, keep it handy once you start shooting, because things get a little crazy, time is moving, you're losing daylight,
of course,
the weather might be a little crazy. But we got it done. So I think the structure and organization kept us all on track.
Oh, it made things so much faster, right? Like, you know, you did your part. I think I did my part, you know, ahead of time, you know, like organizing and just making that plan. I brought in personally, like I know I brought in enough equipment for me to be able to, if it got cloudy, I can make it look sunny. You know, if it was raining, you know, we could shoot inside. You know what I mean? Like all that, because I didn't want to be the person who's like, well, you all did all the prep, but, you know, sorry. So, yeah, I mean, that's, but again, right, we learned that, I think, for doing this over years, that that's what professionals do. You come prepared for every different scenario that could happen, and nothing went wrong, everything went great. But if something did change, we were prepared, like just to, you know, that, and that's what we do. So,
it was a good overall. I feel like, again, like you said, having the right people is key. Just being around, because even when we do weddings, I talk, it's no joke. Like, it's a lot of work, and people around you they're going to help fuel you.
Yeah.
And like help you keep moving, and you have to keep a positive energy. I always say, like, we don't do drama. There's absolutely no need for that. There's enough going on already. So we just have to up our energy, support each other, and keep moving.
Yeah.
And I think also coming to terms with the project you've stepped into is important. Even if you underestimate it, now that you're in it, you're like, okay, it's time to crank it up. Like, all right, I'm just going to need some food and I'm ready to go. So I think also recommitting every day, even if it's a long project, is important. So, and you did above and beyond.
Well,
like, everyone is in it. Yeah. And no, thanks to all the amazing people that were helping me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it definitely helped. I mean, you know, got me excited to see everyone else like so hyped up and so in, you know, 100%. I was like, all right, let's go, you know. So, yeah, that was amazing.
I want to take a moment and share that my new design book, Festive Tables, a guide to setting stylish tablescapes for your celebrations, is here. Festive Tables is your guide to elevating your hosting game. This is where you get to learn the ins and outs of building a beautiful, layered, and celebratory experience with festive tables that make a lasting impression on your guests. Inside the book, you get to explore a wide range of exclusive table design ideas with beautifully photographed table details, festive cocktails, and recipes to help you elevate your celebrations throughout the year. Whether you're hosting a celebration for a large group or an intimate dinner party, this book will help you style and design glamorous and elegant tablescapes. By the end of this book, you know how to bring elegance to every gathering. This book is for you and the perfect gift for anyone who loves a good celebration. So grab your signed copy at festivetables.com. Additionally, if you order a signed copy from festivetables.com, you receive a bonus treat from me in your inbox. You get access to your dinner party checklist with tips for hosting a fabulous dinner party. You can only get this bonus resource if you order the book on festivetables.com. I cannot wait for you to flip through the pages. Now, back to today's show.
All right, so we got all the fun, good stuff out of the way. I want to talk a little bit about some of your challenges that you had to overcome with the entire project.
Sure.
And how you overcame those.
Challenges. I don't know, just I think realizing or thinking that, like, this project specifically, right, that it had to have a cohesive look. Like, I couldn't go all over the place visually, because then it would just look odd. So keeping that in mind, you know, keeping the lighting consistent, keeping the editing consistent, so it looks all cohesive and that it all goes together. So I think that was, you know, early on, I had to make that decision in my mind, like, okay, keep that in mind, that it, you know, it's going to be one thing, which was a lot, because we photographed early morning through pretty much nighttime, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that works. So that was definitely something, I wouldn't say challenging, just something I had to like keep in mind as we were creating the images, as we were working. So that was, I would say, like the only challenging thing. Yeah, otherwise we had a lot.
And then like editing, like we had fun on our end because our files kept deleting. Like I lost my file twice.
Oh Gabby boy.
Lost her file twice.
Oof.
So we were screaming.
Yeah. Thank God, nothing like that.
Yeah.
nothing like that happened on my end. But yeah, oh my God, I can only imagine.
There would be no book.
Yeah, putting the layout together and then, no, yeah. So, I mean, definitely as far as like images are concerned, I mean, the first thing I do is I make multiple backups. But yeah, something that you're working on, like editing and that would be rough. But I think it definitely helped. I mean, I did the quick selections, but it definitely helped on your end that you made the final selection because, you know, it's your vision. I wanted you to have that freedom and also being able to use a specific image in a specific page, you know, as you're doing the layout to have the different versions of it. So, you know, that was good. I was glad that I didn't have to make the final selection, you know, because I know that can be, that can be tough sometimes with so much options. I think that worked out for me.
One of the things I know we talked about, you know, in the previous episode, how collaboration doesn't really end in your like, oh, this is my job and I've given you the images, now you guys figure out. Yeah. I feel like with this project, we were all in it, no matter what particular issue was going on, everyone was trying to troubleshoot. Like we had that resolution issue where we couldn't figure out how to put the right resolution in design. You know, you and Demi were troubleshooting on the phone, you were sending her links to resources.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful to see us troubleshoot together. We had like group chats, group text, group WhatsApp, and group emails. And if there was something going on, we weren't waiting for, you know, like nobody was holding anybody up. Instead, we were just trying to figure it out.
Sure.
And eventually we figured it out because this was new territory for me in this sense, like going this, because my previous book was a compilation of existing stuff. You know, we were like, let's do something brand new and exclusive photos. And pictures no one has ever seen. And of course, I'm happy we did because now we have this truly authentic book. It is what we say it is. It's exclusive photos.
Right.
It's not any, this was all curated for the book. Now we can share it, but we couldn't for a while. And every time I would see something, I'm like, oh, this would be such a great post. But I'm like, slow down. The book is not here yet.
Right.
So don't share it. And it was killing me because everything was so gorgeous.
But sure.
We're excited to share it now. Okay. So that, and then any other, is there anything that, was there ever a time where you were like, oh God, this is more than I like bargained, or this is more than I thought it was going to be?
Not
it was just too much.
Yeah, no, not in a bad way. Like it was definitely like, I was excited to see how much like you were preparing to be photographed, you know, like I realized, okay, this is we're staying here five days all day. Like this is, I can't, like, I'm not bouncing in the evening, you know, it was a lot, but it was a good, you know, it was a good thing. Like I saw the amount of invested you were with the project. So which definitely, again, got me excited. So I was like, okay, because, you know, I've been parts of projects where people are not in 100%. And that kind of was like, oh, well, you're not going to take it seriously. Neither am I. But no, this was, I think the preparation and how committed everyone was definitely made a big difference for me. So I was like, okay.
Awesome. This is awesome. Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question is, what are some of your pet peeves in general? Like you know, when you do a lot of collaborations, whether it's events or fashion or lifestyle, what are some of the things that drive you crazy when collaborations are not done right? Like, what would you say is the one thing that just irks you? One or two? Or more?
Well, you know, I'll say every image that I'm creating almost is a collaboration with someone or with a team, with a company, or, you know, because it's not going to be possible by me. Mm-hmm. So I very much am depending on the other person or other team that's involved. So when they or he, you know, are not, or she, you know, are not putting in their 100%, you know, that kind of is like, that annoys me sometimes. I'm like, okay, you know, that it's disheartening, I guess I would say, when that happens. But yeah. Again, I've learned to be picky, you know, work with, who I say yes to. And, you know, again, that's mm-hmm. something I learned. I had to learn, because there was a time, God knows, I would say yes to anyone and everyone and everything. And then I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Yeah. So I think that definitely, to bring, you know, the excitement, to be prepared, to plan, and, you know, to communicate with everyone involved to what's going on, so everyone can do their best.
Love that. Yeah, you don't want to feel like your time is being wasted. So,
exactly.
Bring your A game. And, you know, one of the things that we shared in the previous episode was that in a collaboration, I'm more concerned about making sure I do my part so everybody else looks good. So I don't want you to bring your best equipment,
right,
and then I'm not ready, or I'm giving it my minimal effort, or someone else. So I want people to feel like, okay, well, you guys came through, then you're excited to even do more and shoot more and get more shots. Because we did quite a lot. I think even on plan, we were like, let's try it this way, let's try it that way. And then we're like, next. Like, we literally had shots and shots. We were styling plates. We were putting teacups together. I mean, all the fun stuff. But like, to your point, everything was within reach. Yes. And we didn't have to move location so much. And that was, I found helpful for me, because that would have been an ordeal. Even with the flowers, because there were different colors, we had to style. Then I had to run back because it had to be fresh. And while the table has been broken down, I'm doing the centerpieces. I mean, we were moving.
But it wasn't it. I think because it was very well planned and very well executed. So love, I think that. The planning, the planning definitely helps, because, you know, you're preparing again for what ifs and, okay, this or that. Like, but that all comes in when you plan ahead. And also be, you know, honestly, I'll say one thing, to be flexible, that if something doesn't come around exactly how you thought it would be, but be flexible to be able to be like, okay, let's try it this way, because that's what we do as creatives, right? Like, make the best of what we have. So
I know, I mean, you were great, and thank you for your compliment as well.
I think
that everyone brought in their A game, everyone, you know, rocked it out, and it just made the process a lot less overwhelming for me.
Yes.
I had my anxiety because I was like,
I'm ready for the next one. All right.
Let's do it. Volume 2.
There you go.
I was just so anxious about so many things, and just having the right people, the right crew, the right, you know, group of collaborators just made it a lot easier. I never woke up like, oh, let's do this.
Right.
I was more like, all right, let's go. We had our Thai food moment. That's like my go-to order. So at least we were eating. It was a good time. It was a good time. Okay. So what would you say are some of your top tips for effective collaboration?
Oh, definitely. Number one is find the, you know, right-minded people. People you you connect with. You know, if it's someone new that you haven't worked with before, at least I would say, like, I do that, you know, I ask other people who they have worked with before, or, you know, have that conversation with them just to get a feel. Like, I'm a pretty easy person to work with, but I want that energy when I'm working. So, you know, I kind of ask around, like, hey, how's this person to work with? So that's definitely something I would recommend, just to, you know, be in that right mindset with everyone else around you. So that always helps.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes that doesn't work out, but it's okay. At least you did your part. and you know, plan as much as you can for what ifs. Not so much for like exactly this, but what ifs. You know, just, okay, if this doesn't work out, because you don't want that one little thing to kind of stop you from moving forward. So I think that's one thing I learned photographing weddings for so long. I knock on wood, I don't freak out. I don't panic. If something happens, I'm like, okay, you know, I can do something else, or we can do, you know, we're photographing an outdoor wedding. It's supposed to be beautiful, sunny, and all of a sudden it starts to rain. Like, so I can't just be like, well, no photos for you because it's raining. You know, it doesn't work like that, right? So you prepare, you know. So I think that definitely trained me to be able to just, okay, pick up and make the most of it, make the best of it, and, you know, move forward. I think that kind of attitude is really helpful. At least, you know, for me it is. It keeps me from... I'll freak out later, you know, after it's done. But like at that moment, I don't want to be the person that's, you know, bringing everyone else down. So I think, yeah, that's definitely two things I'll say. Good team and preparation as much as you can for as different versions of what ifs.
I love that. So having the right team, preparing ahead of time. Yeah. One of the biggest things you said was flexibility. I cannot stress how important that is.
Yes.
To not be so rigid and be open to anything changing. Because things happen, and it's how we move or how we adapt to those changes that dictates the outcome. So I think that's very important. Thanks for sharing that.
My pleasure.
All right. So what is next for you? What is happening in the world of Sai?
Oh, what man, I'm going to have to learn from you how to put a book together, because that would be amazing. Like I was saying early on, that, you know, that's something that's always been in my mind. So hopefully we can chat about that. But
absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And then as far as like photography is concerned, I'm doing a lot more lifestyle branding work with a lot of entrepreneurs, as I had the pleasure of photographing you a bunch of times, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Yes.
That's been a really fun way to be creative. You know, I get to sometimes have my weekends, so it's not a wedding. that's been really good. And you know, I love bouncing off ideas from other creatives, so having those conversations, it's always fun. So yeah, that's been a fun thing. And I'm also I work on some documentary work, so I have like two different, I guess, online presence of myself.
Nice.
So yeah, there's some, you know, documentary project I'm planning on, so hopefully we'll see where that goes and all that fun stuff. But
nice. So book is in the future.
Yes.
Documentary, more books, all the projects.
Oh my god, yes.
More editorials, because I know you do travel, because you come to me, like we shoot in Chicago, but you're based in New York. I think we mentioned that. So you're based in New York, but you do travel everywhere. So
yeah, I love to travel, and whenever I get a chance, I love to drive. So also, honestly, it makes it so much easier to pack. I can just throw everything in the car, you know.
Yeah,
it's all there. What do you need? Like, so yeah, that's always good.
Fantastic. So how can our listeners find you and connect with you?
Sure, I am online, and website would be syphotography.com. On Instagram, I am at editorial fashion. Someone in England has SY photography, so I couldn't get that, but I love my at editorial fashion. That I think speaks the way I photograph on my work, so that's great. I think this is the two easiest way to get a hold of me, and you know, emails, DM, whatever.
All the things.
all the things. Yes.
All the things. Well, I can't thank you enough for
thank you.
Years of friendship, years of collaboration, years of beautiful. I mean, we've done it all. Well,
yes.
And I know there's.
I'm gonna do more. A lot more.
We're gonna do more. We're gonna do more. But this was so great, and this entire book process was a breeze because of you and your talent and. I can't imagine the experience with, you know, the opposite, like, you know, like energy. It would have really altered the outcome. Sure. And I think that's key. And you've always brought your 1000% to everything we've done,
from
my own personal photos to even the pictures, all every single photo, no joke, is aside from even like my photos, which, you know, we have so much fun. I was actually pulling. I'm going to post. I'm going to do a reel. I found a lot of those images you take of me, like the in-between takes.
Oh, yeah.
Before I get a I'm very, people think I'm very serious. I'm not a serious person. So in between our one shot where I'm actually smiling, I make a bunch of faces.
There you go.
He shoots them all. So I'm going to actually do a post with like the real behind the scenes.
The real, so real, yes.
See like how much fun we have.
Oh, my God, yes.
But it's, it's always a good time. I love that, you know, we're chatting, we're shooting. It doesn't feel, because, you know, people get nervous taking pictures, and it's always, we're always laughing. It's always fun. I actually laugh and cry, and I'm like, I can't because my eyes are going to get red. So stop making me laugh. But we get the shot, and we knock it out, and you make it so easy. But just thank you overall for beautiful, beautiful work for the book. Every image gets better, and I actually am overwhelmed because I don't know what to share next. I'm always like, look at all these images.
Yeah.
What do we do with all of this stuff? But I'm going to start doing a lot more on social, on the blog. But I'm just so grateful for your partnership and friendship. And this was so fun chatting as well. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I share more tips and strategies inside my coaching membership experience for wedding and event creatives called Creatives Corner. This is where you get me live coaching you every week with strategies to grow your business and keep you motivated and accountable. If you're not a member yet, go to thekeshexperience.com to join the waitlist so that you can get notified when we open our doors again. Can't wait to see you there. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.